Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and I am going to continue on the Focus series. We have been in a series starting in January talking about being focused and drawing listeners to hone in on what we should be focused on rather than what we have been focused on. At times when our focus is off, it causes us to look at things and we begin to lose track of where we are supposed to be. And so this focus series is to help us to get back on track so that we can move forward into the things that God has called for us to go into. At times also our focus is off and we begin to not think so clearly or see things so clearly. And it's because we're focused on all the wrong things. When we're not focused on God, we begin to see things in a way that they really aren't. And when we are focused on God, it will allow us to see and think clearly so that we can make decisions and move forward in what we are supposed to do. And so this morning we are going to continue the Focus series, and we're going to be talking from the topic of embracing the barrenness reversal. And so when we think of someone being barren, for a woman, it was not being able to have a child If you were a farmer, you would not be able to produce the crop that you should be producing at its appointed time. And so for someone to be barren, especially a woman, it was one of the greatest misfortunes for a woman or for a family or for a farmer or someone that was trying to produce. But fruitfulness was God's special blessing to his people. And so if you were able to have children, or if your farm was producing crop, or if you were producing whatever it is that you were supposed to be producing, it showed that you had God's special blessing and favor on your life. If you look back in the Bible at some of the women who were barren, it was Sarah, some of the women back then that were barren, God intervened and he showed them favor. And by him showing them favor, they were able to produce what they previously had not been able to produce. And so this morning we are talking about embracing the barrenness reversal, embracing the thing that you were previously not able to produce, but at God's appointed time, he set it up for you to be able to produce it, and now for you to be able to embrace that. You have went without it for so long, and you functioned out it with so long, and we've had a mindset that it hasn't happened, or we haven't gotten it, or it's not going to ever happen, that we have to reverse that and change that, and we have to begin to embrace what God has given us. Oftentimes when we don't have something or we don't think that we can get something, we begin to have a negative attitude. But we are going to continue to look at Zechariah in this text this morning. We're going to be in Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And we know that up until this point, he was in the temple doing the work that he was supposed to do as a priest when an angel of the Lord appeared to him. Prior to that, the text tells us that he and his wife both were righteous in the sight of God. They were righteous in the sight of God, and they were observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. So it's not that they did something wrong that they weren't able to produce. It was just not God's timing. So we can be in the presence of God and doing what God has called us to do and still not produce something because it's not his appointed time. And so they found themselves blameless and living righteous lives in the sight of God. And while Zechariah was in the temple doing the work of the Lord, an angel appeared to him and told him that their prayers had been answered, that his wife was going to bear a son because they hadn't had any children. He told him to give him the name John. John was going to be a joy and delight to them, and many people will rejoice because of his birth. He said that he will be great in the sight of God, and he also told him how to take care of his son, how to take care of what God was giving him to produce. He said he was never to take wine or any fermented drink. He also told him he would be filled with the Holy Spirit from birth, and that many of the people from Israel he will bring back to their God, and then he will go before the Lord in the power and spirit of Elijah. And all of this was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So I want us to catch this. What God has placed in us to produce, what has been held off, is not for us, it's not for our glory, but it's for God's glory, to prepare the people for the return of the Lord. Everything that we do is for God. So everything that comes out of us, any ministry, any business, anything that we do that comes out of us, our children, our lives. Remember, they were living righteous lives before the Lord, so they were already living the life that they were supposed to live, but now they were getting ready to produce, so they had to also raise their child to live in the manner that they were also living. So we have to care for what God has given us so that God can get the glory and we can continue the seed that we are supposed to continue as children of God. And so this morning we are going to start with verse 18. And we are going to continue, and we are going to learn how to embrace the barrenness reversal in our life. I also want to make a side note for husbands and wives. Look at this. They were together. They were doing ministry together. They were doing the work of the Lord. They were righteous before the sight of God, but they still hadn't produced what they wanted to produce as husband and wife. It's an appointed time that they will produce what they're supposed to produce as husband and wife. And so as husband and wife, you are put together to produce God's fruit, and sometimes you aren't producing the fruit that you want to produce because it's not your appointed time. But if you will continue to live righteous and blameless in the sight of God and do the work that God has called for you to do at your appointed time, you will fulfill and produce what God has set forth for you to produce, and that will, and it will help people. It will bring people to the Lord. It will draw people to the Lord. It will draw them to Him and not to you. And so we want to make sure as husband and wife that we are continuing to live blamelessly and righteous before God, and then when He gives us what we are to produce together, because take note, Zechariah was with his wife. They were together. He was with the person that he was going to produce with for the future, yet it was not their time to produce what God had given them to produce. And so we want to make sure that we continue to live that righteous life and continue to wait on God's timing in order to produce what He has called for us to produce. And so let's look at verse 18. It says, Zechariah asked the angel. Now, this is after the angel had told him that his prayer would be answered, and he told him about the son that they would bear. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." So in order for us to embrace the barrenness reversal, in order for us to embrace that, we cannot doubt the power of God. What Zechariah was saying was he was thinking more of himself. How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years, saying we're too old. How can this happen? But we must understand that what we are doing is not about us. How we are doing this is not about us. We are not fixing this up ourselves. And so anything that we are trying to fix up ourselves, we should doubt. But when the power of God is in it, when the Lord has sent forth a word to you or through you that you will accomplish, then you have to know that it will come to fruition. We have to know that our current situation, whatever situation that you may be in, his was his age. He felt like they were too old to produce a son. They were too old to produce what God has said that they will produce. But we can't let our current situation stop us from what the Lord has told us. Our situation and our thoughts cannot stop the word of the Lord. God is powerful. And so we cannot doubt the power of God when we are doing his work. We also must understand that he was a priest in the temple doing the work of God, but he still had doubt on the power. I want us to notice two things here. The first thing I want us to notice is that just because he was a priest didn't mean that he had it together. Some people think that people that are in leadership have it all together and that they don't ever doubt or that they don't ever go through things, but they do. So I want us to first take note of that. The second thing is he was doing the work of the Lord and he was found blameless, but he still had a little doubt. You know, and so he had questions, and he asked, you know, the questions that he had. But we have to understand that our focus has to be on God at all times. We cannot take our focus off of God and while we are doing his work, while we are his people, while we are in this earth, because it will cause us not to think clearly, and it will cause us not to see clearly. And so when we are embracing the barrenness reversal, when we are embracing that thing that God is turning around in our life, we cannot doubt his power, because regardless of what the situation may look like, regardless of what the situation is today, God can change anything. Luke 1:37 says, nothing is impossible with God. And so when God has told you something, when he has set you up and prepared you for what you are getting ready to produce, when he has set you up and he has told you and has confirmed to you that you will produce, that your prayers will be answered, that your prayers not only were heard, but that they were going to be answered, we have to make sure that we are standing firm and having faith in the power of God. We can't just believe that there is a God, but we have to believe that God is who he say he is, that he can do what he says he will do, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so when we are embracing the barrenness reversal, we cannot doubt the power of God. So let's look at verse 19. It says, the angel said to him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And so when we are embracing the barrenness reversal, we can't doubt the power of God, but we also can't doubt good news. Don't doubt the power of God, but don't doubt good news. He said, God sent me. I stand in God's presence, and he sent me to tell you this good news. And so we have to embrace the good news. We have to embrace the word of the Lord, regardless of what avenue it comes from. Sometimes we don't want to embrace what the Lord is saying, depending on who sent us the word, or we don't want to believe it, but God is who he is, and he will send his word forth. He can send it through a child. He can send it through scripture, through prayer. He can send it through a commercial on the TV. God will send his message however he wants to, but we cannot doubt the message. When we know it is from the Lord, and we know, and it is confirming, we have to make sure that we aren't doubting the good news. Oftentimes, and I am real guilty of this, quick to embrace negative. If someone says something negative about you, or if someone says something negative, or if something negative is going on in the world, or we're drawing to that, the reality TV type stuff, we are drawn to that. But when there's some good news, why is it so hard for us to believe the good news? We have to make sure that we aren't doubting good news, that we aren't just gravitating towards the negativity, but that we are embracing the good news. When God says that he is going to reverse something for you, regardless of how he says it or who he sends that message through, we have to make sure that we are embracing that message. We can't doubt that message, because what they were getting ready to encounter with their son is something totally different than what they had previously been going through prior to them being able to have a son. And so their thought process had to be elevated. Their procedures in their lives were going to be transformed. It was going to be something totally different. It was going to be a 180 of what their lives had previously been. And if they would have kept the same mindset, if we keep the same mindset of what we had when we were barren in whatever area of our life, when we get what we have prayed for, when we get what the Lord is producing to us, we aren't going to know how to manage it or handle it. And so our thought process has to change when we are embracing what God has called for us to do. And so don't doubt good news. Don't just gravitate towards the negative news or the, you know, don't doubt that. Don't doubt the power of God. You know, embrace what God is doing in your life. And remember, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's all about him and making his people ready for him when he returns. And so We also want to make sure that we know that we are witnesses wherever we go. As children of God, we are witnesses. And so as we are living our lives and embracing what God is doing in our lives, people will see that and they will want to know what it is about you that's causing you to live like this or that's causing you to think like this. What is it about you that causes you to stand firm when you are going through things? People want to know what it is about you that's causing you to be able to move forward when it seems like the world is crumbling down. And so we have to know that we are witnesses also to the world. And so in verse 20 it says, "And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." And so when we are embracing the barrenness reversal, don't doubt the power of God, don't doubt good news, but also don't get silenced. His doubt caused him to get silenced, and the doubt will cause us to lose our voice. And when we lose our voice, we aren't able to be that witness. We aren't able to be who we say we are, because that's a consequence. We can have a consequence of our doubt. Just because he doubted, he didn't get kicked out of the priesthood or anything like that, but there was a consequence for his action. And so when we are doubting the power of God and the good news, and there will be consequences. And so we don't want to get silenced in our process. We don't want to get silenced because it will cause us not to be able to function the way that we were previously able to function because of the doubt. And so you may not physically get silenced, like be able to not talk, but you will have some type of consequence that will come forth. And anytime we are going through consequences, it will hinder us from being able to function in a way that we would have been able to had we not been going through consequences. And so we also must understand that the angel of the Lord said that you will be silenced until the day that this happens. So just because he doubted didn't mean that the word was not going to come forth, what the Lord said. It was still going to come forth, but because he doubted, he had to go through that consequence. And notice that he was the only one that had to go through the consequence. It didn't say that his wife was going to be silenced. He was the only one that had to go through the consequence because he didn't believe the word, and he said that it will come true at their appointed time. And so the word was still going to come forth even though he had that doubt. And so remember that when you aren't embracing what the Lord is doing, there's going to be consequences in your life. And notice that he was a priest, and so he may have had other duties and other things that he had to do, you know, when he was out and about or when he was at home, and that because he was now silent, he wasn't going to be able to do those things. And so you can be hindering yourself from functioning in a capacity that you're supposed to function in when you are going through consequences from doubting what God said that he is going to do in your life. And so let's look at 21 and 22. It says, "Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak." And so when we are embracing the barrenness reversal, we can't doubt the power of God. We can't doubt the good news. We can't get silenced. But also don't forget about the people. While he was in the temple lighting the incense, there were worshipers outside praying, as we discussed about 2 weeks ago. And so they were outside praying, and they were waiting for him to finish with his work in the temple so that he can come out. But while he was in there, they noticed that he was staying in there a little too long, and they began to wonder why he was in there so long. And offering incense in the temple was like offering up prayer for the people and for yourself. And so he was in there, and we cannot forget about the people. We can't forget about the people that are following us. We can't forget about, and when I say following us, I mean the people that we're leading when we're in a leadership position, and we all should be leaders as children of God. And so we can't forget about the people that God have waiting for you. You have people that God is waiting specifically for you. And so there's people that God has set up specifically for you to minister to, for you to be an example to, for you to encourage, for you to correct, for you to help to grow in the word of God and in their purpose and in their life. There's people that are waiting for you. And so if we're not embracing the barrenness reversal in our life, then we can't minister and witness to the people that God has for us to minister and witness to. We cannot forget about them, because remember, everything that was going on was to make the people ready, was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And so we can't forget about the people that we are to be an example to. We can't forget about our children. We can't forget about our parishioners. We can't forget about our employees. We can't forget about those people. We are the people that are being the example to them. And notice that they were outside waiting on them, and then they began to wonder why he stayed so long in the temple. But I like this part, because when he came out and couldn't speak, they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And so it was nothing but God. It was nothing but God in order for the people to be able to see that, because he could not speak, that he had to have seen a vision. And he kept making signs to them, but he remained unable to speak. So although he was unable to speak, he was still able to make signs to the people. But had he not doubted, and had he embraced the power of God and the good news, then he would not have gotten silence. And so we have to remember that there are people that's following us. There are people that's watching us. There are people that need the next step, you know, and those are the people that God has placed in our life to assist, so that he can get the glory, so that what we are birthing, what he has placed in us, will go to fruition. Because, again, what we are birthing is not about us. It's coming through us, but it's not about us. It's all for the glory of God, and to prepare the people for the coming of Jesus, to be a witness in the earth and do the work that the Lord has called for us to do. And so in verse 23 through 25, it says, "And when his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." And so when we are embracing the barrenness reversal, we can't doubt the power of God. We can't doubt the good news. We can't get silence. We can't forget about the people. But we also can't forget about the promise. God will get the glory in what he has spoken over your life. In verse 13, it says, "Your wife will bear a son." And so that was the promise. And so when we are embracing the promise that God has spoken to us, when we are embracing the word of the Lord in our life, there's nothing else that matters. When we know that God said that something will happen in our lives, or that we will do a particular thing, or that something will come from us, or that we are going to produce things, we have to stand on the promises of God and not on what's going on around us. I love the fact that they were found blameless and righteous in the sight of God, even though they had not produced this son. We see that she said that she had a disgrace among the people. She was disgraced, but yet she was still found righteous and blameless in the sight of God, following all his decrees, doing what he has called for her to do, even though she had this disgrace. And so we cannot look at our situation. We cannot look at things around us. We cannot look at how people are treating us. We can't look at what we don't have. We cannot look at our current situation, our past situation. We have to stand on the promises of God. God created us in his image. He created us while we were yet in our mother's womb, and he created us in our mother's womb for a purpose, and we have to remember that. Everything that we do is for the kingdom of God. And so when we are looking at our current situation, a lot of people think that because they don't have it all together, they can't do what God has called for them to do, or because they still have struggles, that they can't do what God has called for them to do. But when God says that you can do it and that you are going to do it, do it. Do not allow different things to stop you from embracing what God is going to do in your life. This is something that is going to be totally different from what we have previously experienced. And so prior to, we weren't able to experience this because we were barren. But now God is turning it around, and he is moving us forward in the thing that he has called for us to move forward in, because it is his appointed time for us to do what he has called for us to do. And so when we embrace what God is doing, when we embrace the word of God and the power of God, when we stay focused on God and not on things around us, not on the people that say that you can't do it, not on the people that's doubting you. When you stay focused on God and what he has called for you to do, on who he is, you will not have time to worry about all the other stuff. You won't have time to doubt. And like the man in Mark chapter 9, we need to tell the Lord, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." And so we have to allow the Holy Spirit into our heart and tell him to show us any unbelief that we may have, any doubt that we may have. Ask him to strengthen your faith, because what he is getting ready to do, it's his appointed time, and so we cannot stop it. We have to embrace. That means we have to take hold. That means we have, when you are embracing something, there's some action on your part. You aren't just sitting there, but you have to move forward in it. You have to grab it. You have to take hold of it, and you have to work with it like you have never worked before. You have to embrace what God is getting ready to do in your life. Again, they were previously unable to produce. She had a disgrace among the people. But after the angel of the Lord spoke to Zechariah and his time of service was completed and he returned home, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. And get this, for 5 months she remained in seclusion. And so it was in her. It was in her. The evidence was there, and then she had to be secluded. She was placed away. She was alone. She wasn't around a bunch of people. She was secluded. That means that although they were around people before, there was a seclusion that had to take place. So sometimes we need to step back from the people that we are around. Not saying that they're bad, but you're in preparation. And so what you are getting ready to produce, you have to get to a place to where it's you and God. You cannot do and fulfill what God has called for you to do and not include him in the plan. And when I say include him in the plan, I'm not saying go to him and tell him what you want, but you are going to him and allowing him to tell you what you are supposed to do, allowing him to speak to you through his word and through prayer. And it is so important that we have that time with God. We have to set aside specific time. We have to purposely spend time with God, and so that he can show us what we are supposed to do with what he has placed in us. This is his appointed time. And notice they got direction from the angel of the Lord on what they were supposed to do, because this was something that they had not previously experienced. Other people around them had experience. And look at this. He didn't send them to other people around them to show them what to do. He sent the angel of the Lord to tell them what to do. The angel of the Lord told them what to do. When he went back home, she conceived and was pregnant, and then they were secluded. And so sometimes we have to just be in alignment with God. We just have to be us and God, us and God. We can't always go to people around us that has experienced what we are getting ready to experience or that has what we have. There are times where we will do that, but sometimes it's just us and God, and we have to get to that place to where we can do that. Our lives sometimes are so busy, and that's why our focus is off. And so we can't do what we're supposed to do, and we're wondering why we can't produce what we're supposed to do, because sometimes we've actually even missed the word of the Lord because we're so busy. Or we've missed the next direction, and we're wondering what's going on, but you missed the direction. And so we have to make sure that we are doing exactly what the Lord has called for us to do. We can't look at what other people are doing and then try to mock it and do exactly what they're doing or get tips from them. We have to make sure that we are in alignment with God first. And if he has someone for you to go to, he will send either you to them or them to you. But when that happens, you will have confirmation and you will know that it's set up by God. And so I encourage you to embrace the barrenness reversal. Expect God to do what he said he would do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you continue to be with us, Lord. We thank you that you continue to give us new mercies every day, oh God. We just ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you forgive us for any doubt that we may have had, Lord, any doubt about your power, any doubt about your good news, your word, Lord, any doubt that we have in our heart, Lord. We are asking you to search our hearts, Lord, and show us those doubts that we may have, Lord. I ask that you fill us with your wisdom, Lord. Have called for us to be, Lord. Help us to fulfill our purposes the way that you have for us to fulfill them, Lord, and not the way that we want to fulfill them, Lord. Give us the wisdom to take a seat, Lord, and get in alignment with you and your word, Lord. Help us to get in alignment with you, Lord, so that we can get the next steps that we need to do, Lord, the next steps that we need to take, Lord. Give us wisdom to be quiet sometimes, Lord, and listen to what you are saying in our lives, Lord. I ask even now that you begin to reveal to us those things in our lives or those people in our lives that are taking too much of our time, Lord, those things that may be distracting us, Lord, from being able to focus on you, Lord. We thank you that you continue to be with us, Lord. You continue to be with us. You continue to show us who we are, Lord. You continue to help us to be your people, Lord. Lord, we need you and we love you. We thank you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.